Okay, let's begin. Bezus Shem, the parasha of Sfiras Omer, we have to understand that everything, we always have to ask ourselves a question. Whenever we learn a sugya, we ask ourselves a question. Question is it Doraisa or is it Derabanan? Is it a Minog? What is it that we're doing over here? So therefore, we want to know, Sfiras Omer, we count Omer every day. What's the mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah Doraisa? Is it a mitzvah Derabanan? Is it a Minog? Is it a Takana? What is it? So obviously, it begins by exploring in the Chumash. Do we see something in the Chumash about it? The Chumash in Parshas Emor talks about all of the Yomim Tovim. In Sefer VeYikra, Parshas Emor talks about the Yomim Tovim. And over there, in the discussion of the Yomim Tovim, right after Pesach, the Pasuk says, in Parakhov Gimel, it says, Pesach, Babesim Omer, and then Usfartim Lochem Imacharas Hashabbos Miyoyim Biyachem Esoyim Ratnufa Sheva Shabbos Estimimoyis Tieno. You're gonna count from Macharas Hashabbos. You need to count from Macharas Hashabbos. Miyoyim Biyachem Esoyim Ratnufa from the day that you bring the Omer Ratnufa, which is the carbon Omer, which is the day, the first day of Chol Hamoed, the second day of Pesach, right? And the Sheva Shabbos is Tamima Estieno is the amount of time that we're going to count. 7 weeks. That's what we're counting. 7 weeks. Zak the Pasuk Vayter, Adami Macharas HaShabbos until Macharas HaShabbos HaShvi is until the end of the seventh week. Tisperu Chamishim Yom. It's 50 days. Be crafted Mincha Chadash LaHashem. And that's when you bring a carbon, which we know that's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So we have a mitzvah over here of Sfiras Omer. It's Mefurish in the Pasuk to count 50 days. Which really means, the Mefarshim explained, we're going to get to it, is really 49, and the 50th day is Shavuos, and this is the mitzvah that we do, 7 weeks. Okay, this is one place in Chumash where the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. In Parashas Re'eh, there's another place in Chumash where the Torah talks about Re'eh, in Sefer Dvarim, it says, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk says, Perakut Gimel, it's Perak Tes Vav. Where is it, Tezayin? Perak Tezayin. The end of the parasha, Mamash, the end of the parasha, Perak Tezayin, it says, Shiva Shavuais Tispar Lach. Count 7 weeks. Me'achel chermesh ba'kama. Tachalis bar shiva shavuos. Count for yourself 7 weeks from when the sickle gets to the stalk, right? The sickle, that's that curved knife that they use to cut to reap the harvest, right? That's the special tool that they use to cut the grain. And that is what it says. From when that happens, in other words, when you're reaping the grain for the carbon oimer, that's when you start to count. Tochalis par shiva shavuos. That's when you start to count 7 weeks. The Torah tells us twice in Chumash to count 7 weeks. Once in Emor, in Sefer VeYikra, another time in Re'eh, in Sefer Dvarim, a mitzvah d'oraisa to count 7 weeks. Now, in Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Re'eh, it does not mention anything about days. It doesn't say count 50 days. But in Parshas Emor, it says count 50 days. Okay? So now we see, tonight we counted the 12th night of the Omer here in Eretz Yisrael. And what did we say? We said, Hayom, Shneima Sar Yom, 12 days. Sheheim, Shiva Shavuos, V'chamish Yomim. Sheheim Shavua Echad, V'chamish Yomim. It's a 1 week. Plus 5 days, so that's 12. So in other words, I counted two things. I counted the weeks, the days, I counted 12 days. Plus in addition, I also counted how many weeks I'm up to. I counted a week plus 5 days. So that's what I did. Why did I do that? We're going to explain it more, Bez Hashem, in the coming days. But just very briefly, very basically, because the Torah says, count weeks, Shiva Shavuos, count 7 weeks. And the Torah also says, count 50 days. So there's a mitzvah of days and weeks. So, okay, good. That's what we do every day, and we're going to get more into that bli neder in the Hemshech. Okay, let's get to what the Gemara has to say about this. The Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Samechei, the Gemara says a drasha. Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Usvartem Lachem, Tanu Rabbanan, Usvartem Lachem, from the words Usvartem Lachem, we learn, Shetehei Sfira Lachol Echor Ve'echor. That everybody has to count. Everybody needs to count the Omer. How do I know everyone needs to count the Omer? Usvartem Lachem. What's the drasha? Where do I see from there? What exactly, what's going on in the pasuk? I don't understand. The Gemara says, Usvartem Lachem, count the Omer. Okay, that's Mefarsh in the pasuk. What's the Gemara being Mosif on the pasuk itself? The pasuk says, Usvartem Lachem. Doesn't that mean that everyone has to count? Why do I need the Gemara to come in and say, hey, Rabbi Yisai, I have a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Everyone has to count. That's what the pasuk says, obviously.
I don't really understand this Rashi over here. Like, it basically just repeats what the Gemara says.
Say again, Yosef.
I don't really understand the Rashi. It says, Sfartim lechem shetei sfira lechol echad ve'echad. That's the Gemara. And then Rashi says, lechol echad ve'echad, shekol echad chayav the seaport to count. Like, I don't...
What's Rashi adding on that? You're saying the Rashi itself was also Shreya. What's Rashi adding on to the Gemara itself? Yeah. I hear. It's a good aura. How is Rashi making it better? And a Hanami. But before we get to that, let's just point out that the Gemara itself is difficult, right? The Pasuk says you need a count. Why does the Gemara need to come and tell me you need a count? Obviously you need a count. That's what the Pasuk says. What was going on in the Gemara? So the Pshat is, it's not discussed so much over here, but I was wondering about this, and there's a pshat which we can explain, right? And it's discussed really in Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Chav Tes. So I'm sure that everybody has been doing a lot of chazara over this tremendous amount of vacation time, and therefore we reviewed Sukkah and we remember Sukkah Daf Chav Tes. Tosfos over there discusses the drasha of Usfartem Lochem. Why do Tosfos in Sukkah talk about a drasha of Usfartem Lachem? What in the world does Sukkah have to do with Sfirah Omer? Menachos talks about Sfirah Omer because the carbon Omer is a carbon mincha. It has shaykh to the Menachos. Fine. But what does Sukkah have to do with this? Teretz is that Sukkah is talking about ulekachtem lachem. And you will take for yourselves. What's the lashon lekachtem lochem? Tosfos is trying to understand why is Torah write lekachtem lochem by dalad meaning, and Tosfos explains that really lekachtem lochem is a difficult terminology. It should say the lekachta lecha or plain lekachta. Why lekachtem? Lekachtem is plural lashon rabim. Lekachta is singular. Zok Tosfos, because it says lakachtem, that means that every single individual is mechuyev to take his own dalar minim. Okay? Now, lochem tells you that it has to be yours. Our Gemara says, usfartem lochem. Based on this Tosfos, what do I understand? I understand that the Torah could have written a lashon yachid. It could have written v'safarta lecha. Why usfartem lochem? What's usfartem lochem? Usfartem lochem, a lashon rabim, means plural, every individual. Where do we find ever that the Torah uses a singular terminology? Does the Torah ever use a term, v'safarta lecha? Teretz is, in Yovel, in the mitzvah of counting, there's a mitzvah of Yovel. In Parshas Bahar, the Torah says to count 50 years, 7 Shemitos, 7 years Shemitah cycles. It says count 50 years. Now, who's counting? Did anybody count what year we're up to? Who's counting the years? The Teretz is that if you look in the Chumash, the Pasuk says, V'sofarta lecha, it's in the beginning of Bahar, V'sofarta lecha, Sheva shapsois shanim. Sheva shanim, sheva pam. You will count. It says lecha. Misafar tol lecha, singular. Zakt the Sifra, that's the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra, Sifra makes a drasha that a Sefarta Lecha singular means that it's talking to Beis Din. The mitzvah is for Beis Din to count, singular, not for all of Klal Yisrael. If it would be Lechem, then it's for every individual. If it's Lecha, then it's singular. And that is the pshat and the drush over here. So the drush over here is saying like this. You know why everybody has a mitzvah to count Sefer HaZomer? Why do we all count Sefer HaZomer? Every single one of us, every night. Why are we counting Sefer HaZomer? Because the Torah uses a Lashon Rabbah and says Sefartam Lechem. If it would have said Sefartam Lecha, it would have been a mitzvah only for Beis Din. Only Beis Din would count Sefer HaZomer. And the rest of Klal Yisrael would just be, you know, following along, so to speak, with the Beis Din, just like we do for the years of Shemitah and Yovel. But the Torah uses a plural lashon; it means every individual. Sfaritam lachem. Okay, now we come to Yosef's Ha'ara. So what's Rashi adding? Shekol echad chayev lispar. That's what the Gemara just said. Kol echad v'echad. Why say kol echad chayev lispar? It could be that the pshat is like this. There's a shayla. Let's say I'm mechuyev to put on tefillin. Can I be yotze putting on tefillin with shragi putting on tefillin? No, obviously not, right? Each individual has his own chiyuv to fulfill with his own body that mitzvah of mitzvah tefillin. What about the mitzvah of kiddush? Can I be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush with somebody else's kiddush? Or do I need to say my own kiddush? So we all know, obviously, that you do not need to say your own kiddush. You can be yotze your mitzvah of kiddush with somebody else's kiddush, as we all do every single week. Every single Shabbos, we say kiddush through our father, right? Or whoever it is that's making kiddush at the table, right? We're not saying the mitzvah, we're not saying the kiddush, we're not saying the words of kiddush. How am I being yotze the mitzvah of kiddush? Through the mechanism called Shomea Kohanim. I'm listening, and by me listening, it's ke'ilu, I'm saying the kiddush. So now I have a situation where in a mitzvah of tefillin, I actually have to put on the tefillin. In the mitzvah of kiddush, I don't have to say the kiddush. I'm being yotze by listening to somebody else. How does it work with Sefiras HaOmer? How does it work with Sefiras HaOmer? Do I need to be the one to say the words Hayoyim Shneimasar Yoyim Shehem Shavua Echad V'Chamish Yom LaOmer? Or does it suffice for me to listen to the chazan or to the guy standing next to me? Maybe I don't need to say the words. Maybe I can be yotze by listening to the person next to me. Just like kiddush, I'm yotze with the person who is making kiddush. This shayla is a big discussion in the Poskim. Very big discussion in the Poskim. And the question really is, why would it be a discussion in the Poskim? We always find that there's a musig of Shemea Kona. I can listen to somebody else saying the words, and then I'm going to be yotze. So what's the problem? You look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, that's the halachas of Sefiras HaOmer. The Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah al kol echad lispar la'atzma, is a mitzvah on every individual to count. Zok the Mishneh Brura, v'chsev u'sfartem lochem. It's our drasha. It says, v'sfartem lochem. And that means it's a mitzvah on every individual. Mitzvah al kol yachid v'yachid. Zok the Mishneh Brura. Mashma from that. Why do I need a special drasha? The mitzvah is on kol yachid v'yachid. Obviously, every mitzvah is on every individual of Klal Yisrael. All the mitzvahs are on all the individuals of Klal Yisrael. Why do I need a special drasha to say, no, it's on everybody? Zok the Mishneh Brura. Mashma mizeh, that Sfira is not like the other mitzvahs, which are tali in speech, like Kiddush and Abdullah, that you could be yotze with Shemea Kohaneh. It's not like that. But rather, you are not yotze. The Torah was megala, you are not yotze if you hear somebody else saying the words. You need to say the words personally. Just like tefillin, you need to put on the tefillin, you need to say the words. Usually a mitzvah shebedibur, a mitzvah of speech, you can be yote through listening to somebody else. But here, the Torah's megale, you cannot do that. Sfartem lochem. That's the first sheet that Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah says that Aval yesh me'achroinim, that say no. That's not the pshat in the Torah. That's not what the Torah is trying to be mechadish, that you need to say it and not somebody, and not be yotz v'shmei kohanim. No. What is the Torah be mechadish? Why do I need sfartem lochem? You know why? So the Mishnah listen to these golden words. The name of the mitzvah is on Beis Din Levad. Don't say that the mitzvah is only on Beis Din. Unbelievable. Exactly what we were just explaining. What is the whole Indian of the drasha of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara need to explain the Svartam Lechem Mitzvah and Kol Echad V'Echad? So we explained based on Tosfos and Sukkah, don't think it's only Beis Din. It's every individual. That's exactly the shita here. We would think it's on Beis Din. That's a mitzvah on Beis Din, not on every individual. Kamash malon usfartem lachem. It's a mitzvah on every individual, not the mitzvah on Beis Din. Therefore, zakt this sheet of the Achrayim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's no specific indication in the Torah that you cannot be yotze v'shmei kohanim. You could be yotze v'shmei kohanim, no problem. It's a mitzvah that you have to count. You have to make kiddush too, but you're yotze v'shmei kohanim, no difference. Therefore, you could be yotze v'shmei kohanim according to the shita. Comes out that the two shitas in the Achrayim over here in this Mishnah Berurah, could you be yotze v'shmei kohanim? Could you not be yotze v'shmei kohanim? What are they arguing about? They're arguing about how to understand the drasha of Usfartem Lachem. What's the drasha of Usfartem Lachem? When the Torah says, every individual needs to count. Why is the Torah being megala that to me? Why is the Torah teaching me that? Of course everybody needs to count. If the Torah says count, it means count. Everyone has to count. Machloikis, 2 days in the Achrayim. Is the pshat that it's coming to teach you, you cannot be Shtiyot Shemei Kohanim, you have to say the words. Just like you have to put on tefillin, you have to say the words. That's the first sheet. Can I be Yotze Shemei Kohanim? Or is the pshat, don't think it's like the counting of Yovel, which is a mitzvah for Beis Din, but not for the individuals of Klal Yisrael. Here, it's a mitzvah for the individuals of Klal Yisrael, not like Yovel and Beis Din. There it says Sfarat Halacha. Here it says Sfarat Halachem. 2 days. According to the second day, you could be Yotze Shemei Kohanim. Comes out, L'chayra, that this is gufa, what's happening in our Gemara, the Rashi and the Tosfos. Tosfos explains the Usfartem Lachem, Shivtei Kol Echad V'Echad, Mitzvah Kol Echad V'Echad L'Spar. Tosfos says, not like Shemitah V'Yovel, where it says Usfartem Lacha. That's Tosfos in Sukkah, Tosfos Rashi over there in Sukkah, the Chavtes. But over here, our Rashi, what does our Rashi say? Yosef Zahara? It says, Shekol Echor Chayov Lispar. Obviously, that's the words of the Gemara. Shkoyach. What's he saying? So it could be he's hinting to what Tosfos means. Or potentially he's saying, no, that here every individual is Mechuyev Lispar and cannot be Yotze to Shmei Kohanim. Samuchach. I'm asking. Samuchach. It could be that he's hinting to what Tosfos says. But I'm just pointing out that we can understand the two shitas in the Achrayim potentially in light of this Rashi and the Tosfos. It could be that the Torah is being mechadish to us that every individual needs to be counted. Oh, no Shemei Kohanim. Gevaldige Ara, Geshmak Alamdus. Beautiful over here. There's a Ber Halacha over here in the beginning of Tav Pei Tes that brings down this Shaila. And he quotes our Rashi. I want to just read it to you. Listen to what he says. He says, Laniz Daiti, this is a machloikis between the Rishonim. Because Rashi says in Menachis Tav Samachem and Beis, on this that the Gemara says, Kol Echad V'Echad, Shekol Echad Chayov Lispar. That's Rashi talking. You hear this? And he quotes, Ubir b'chidushe Rashba, and there's a chidushe Rashba, by the way, Amenachis, which is printed individually. It's not part of most sets. But he quotes a chidushe Rashba. He says that the word is that if the Torah wanted to say that everybody has to count, but it's not coming to tell every individual to count. It's like, just use Sfartem, Vad, Belishtok. But since it says Lachem, it's coming to tell you that every individual b'fnei atzmai has a chiyuv to count. You hear this? The Be'er Halacha himself makes this diyuk, shame the Rashba, in Rashi, that you cannot be yotzei v'shamei kohanim. Our Rashi cannot be yotzei v'shamei kohanim. Every individual has his own mitzvah. Unbelievable. Mamash kevaldik. Okay. So this is the opening to the sugya. The mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah on every one of us to count the days between the bringing of the Omer and Shavuos. We have a machloikes over here in the Achronim, which is seemingly a machloikes in the Rishonim. What's the extent of the mitzvah which is incumbent upon each and every one of us? Is it that I need a count, but I can still fulfill my mitzvah with Shemei HaKohanah? It's just the chiddush of the Gemara is I need to count not only Beis Din, but every individual has to count. Or is the chiddush of the Gemara even a step further? That not only does every individual have to count, but every individual actually has to say the words. And if I don't say the words, Hayom, Shnei Maser Yom, etc., I'm not Yotzei my mitzvah. Even if I heard the chazan, even if I listened to somebody else, I say Amen, etc., no good, nothing. Now, let's just make sure that this is something which is very clear because a lot of people make a big mistake. The mitzvah here is clearly to count the days of the Omer. That's the mitzvah. A person has a chiyuv to count the days of the Omer. Let's say I'm in a situation, which we're going to talk about more in the future, but as a Shemli Netter, I'm in a situation where I'm not making a bracha anymore. I missed out in the Yomer, whatever it is. I'm not saying the bracha anymore. There's still a chiyuv to count. A person still has to count every day. The bracha is unrelated to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is counting. The bracha is a birchas mitzvah, which we say upon the kiyum mitzvah of counting. Putting on tefillin is the mitzvah. The bracha is not the mitzvah. If I wear tefillin without a bracha, I'm getting a mitzvah of tefillin. The same is true as Sfiras Omer. Even if I'm not making a bracha anymore, I'm still mechuyev to count because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count. Klar, we have to make sure that we understand that point. Okay? Okay, so now let's get to the next nekuda, Bezrus Hashem. The Gemara is mamshech and discusses how we know when you're supposed to start. Before we get to that, let's just detour to the Tosfos for a second. The Tosfos right here says, "Usfartem lochem shetei sfira lechol echad ve'echad." Every individual should count. Zok Tosfos, Gabi Yoivel, regarding Yoivel, it says, "Bisafarta lecha," and which we just explained, it's referring to the Beis Din. Tosfos quotes is referring to the Beis Din. Zok Tosfos, Shema Beis Din Soifrin Umevarchin Kimoi Sha'anu Mevarchin Al Sfiras Omer. Maybe Beis Din is going to count the years with a bracha. Just like we count Sfiras Omer with a bracha, we say a bracha on our Kiyam Mitzvah. So too Beis Din is going to count with a bracha. Beis Din counts the years of Shemitah. They're going to count up to Yovel. Maybe they're going to count with a bracha. It's mashma from Tosfos that this is something which is unclear. He's not sure, do they count, do they not count? Which makes sense because, I mean with a bracha, which makes sense because they stopped counting the Yovel already when well before Tosfos, you know, was around. It's unclear, do they say a bracha or not when they count? Now, Tosfos wants to suggest maybe they will because we say a bracha on our counting, so maybe they will also. Now, why wouldn't, I don't understand, why wouldn't the Beis Din say a bracha? We count, we say a bracha, right? Why do we say a bracha? Because of mitzvah. We say a bracha on mitzvahs. Every time we have a mitzvah, we say a bracha. The Tosfos says, when it comes to Beis Din counting, maybe no bracha, maybe yeah bracha. Maybe yeah bracha, maybe no bracha. What do you mean? Why isn't it pashut? Of course there's a bracha. What's the suffix over here in the Tosfos? Number one, Dr. Tosfos, he continues, he says, we got be zava, regarding a zava, that's a woman who has a re'iya of dam, in a certain way, which the Torah talks about, this week's parasha. It says, the chsiv is safra, so the Torah says that she will count to become tahar. Dr. Tosfos, loy shayich ba bracha, by her, it's not Shaykh Bracha. In other words, Tosfos holds. What's Tosfos saying over here? Tosfos saying very clearly that any time there's a mitzvah to count, that means that you need to say a bracha on the counting because you're doing a mitzvah. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you say a bracha. You say, what's it called? You take a lulav, right? You say a bracha. You put on tefillin, you say a bracha. You wear tzitzis, you say a bracha. We always say brachas when we do mitzvahs. So Tosfos, if I'm doing a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, it's a mitzvah, we just explained mitzvah d'oraisa. So then, of course, I make a bracha. According to the same logic, anytime the Torah says to count, you need to say a bracha, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So Tosfos, maybe Bezin's going to say a bracha. Maybe. Of course they need to say a bracha. But a woman, a zava, she's not going to say a bracha. Why not? Zok Tosfos, the reason why she doesn't say a bracha, kivon shesoiseres, because she's going to be soser, we're going to explain it in a second, tichazi afilu b'shvi sasra, because if she sees another re'iya, even if it's on the seventh day, which is the last day that she needs to count, even then, she was so sere the whole counting. Therefore, Zok Tosfos, no bracha. How do we understand? Let's explain this. So before we explain this more, I want to just make sure that we understand that on the side of the page, there's a note from the Ein Mishpat, and Ein Mishpat sends us to Tosfos in Ksubis, our very own Masechta, Dafayin Beis, where Tosfos talks about this topic directly, head on. And Tosfos says explicitly that Beis Din, when they count, they will say a bracha. It's a mitzvah. They're doing a mitzvah. They will say a bracha. They will say a bracha. Our Tosfos says maybe. Tosfos over there says they will. They will. Now, one second. Before we get back to that point, let's talk about the Zava for a second. Does Tosfos help us understand more about the Zava? Yes. Tosfos over there says that a Zava is not going to count. Why is she not going to, she's not going to say a bracha on her counting. Why is she not going to say a bracha on her counting? I want to read the Lashon because there's a big shaila about it in the Paiskin, in the Achwanim. So one second, let me just pull out the Tosfos. Until now, I was saying about that. One second. Okay, Tosfos on the Bayan Bays. Tosfos says, Yesh lomar din mevarchin el b'yovel shemevarchin beis din b'chol shana shela'olam yuchal limnois keseder b'chein oimer. Tosfos explains, you know why they count with a bracha? Because you're going to be able to say the whole thing in order. Avol, and same thing by Sfiras HaOmer. Avol zava shim tire tistar ein la limnois. The girsa that we have in Tosfos says, Ein la limnois. The girsa in our Tosfos says, talking about the bracha, the shla, it's brought down on the side. there's a note on the side of the Gemara that says that the Shlah says maybe there's a Tos Sofer in the Tos in Ksubis. Instead of saying Ela Limnos, it's supposed to say Ela Levarich, that she's not supposed to say a bracha, but of course she should count. What's Tos saying? What's going on over here? Tos is saying like this. The mitzvah of counting Sfiras Omer, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is count, let's say I count only one day. Did I get a mitzvah? Maybe. Why not? I counted. I didn't count all 49, but I counted. Zag Taisvis, Ein Mevarchin Ella Kishe Yuchal Limnois Kiseder. You know when you say a bracha? When you're able to count the whole way without breaking it up, without messing up in the middle, then you'll say a bracha. Sfiras Omer. You count 1, 2, 3 till 50. Yovel, 1, 2, 3 till 50. But by Zava, because she might end up seeing another Re'iyah in the middle, she's going to knock it out. And once she knocks it out, so then you don't say a bracha. On that type of count, you don't say a bracha. What's Tosfos saying? Tosfos teaching us a yesod, that as far as the mitzvah is concerned, the mitzvah is not just count one day, count 2 days. That's not good enough. We need more than that. The mitzvah is a process from 1, 2, 3, etc., all the way till 49. It's a counting. There's a whole process. It starts in the beginning. It ends at the end. There's a beginning and an end, and you need to be able to follow through from the beginning to the end in order to be mevarich, in order to say a bracha. I'll just tell Sue a interesting Dvar Avram, which relates to this point. The Dvar Avram was one of the Kavna Ravs. He was actually buried over there in the Basic Brush, right outside of Kavna, and near Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. And he had a Shaila that we know, in Chutz Laaretz, we keep 2 days Pesach, right? 2 days of Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov, Shir Shegoyos, it was a Suffolk. So we have a Shaila. What about Sfiras Omer? Right? I'm making a Seder on the second night of Pesach. I'm making a Leila Seder. Why? Because of Suffolk. Maybe it's really Tesvav. Maybe really it's the first night of Pesach. So if so, how am I counting Sfiras Omer? I say tonight's the first night. What do you mean tonight's the first night? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. The second night, you know what I should say? I should say tonight is the second night, but it might really be the first night. So I should say, tonight is 1, tonight is 2. The next night I should say, tonight is 2, tonight is 3. It's a suffix, right? We do that by the Karbanas Hayom of Sukkis, Kriyas HaTorah and Chutz Laaretz. We say the Kriyas HaTorah of the carbon of 2 days. We don't only say that day, it's a suffix. It's Sfeg of the Yoma. It's like the Dvar Avram. You know why we don't do that by Sfiras Omer? Because the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is to count. You are not counting if you say, today is 2, today is 3. Today is 2, today is 3. You didn't count anything. You said it's 2, but then the next second you said it's not 2, it's 3. And it's not 3 because you said it's 2. So which one is it? That's not counting. Counting is something that you know, this is 1, this is 2, this is 3. Beginning and end. You know, everything's specific, precise. Zag Taisvis, that's why a Zava is not going to make a bracha. Because her counting is never something which is always going to for sure be keseder. If she sees Dam in the middle, boom, she's out. She lost it. So she ruined the whole counting. That's not a counting. You can't make a bracha on that. And there potentially could even be a bracha, could even be a gir simin of the Taisvis, that she shouldn't even count b'chlal. She shouldn't even count. Because that's not counting. Bez Hashem Linetta, we're going to see that there's a big shaila in the Rishonim whether the whole Sfiras Omer is one big mitzvah or every day is its own individual mitzvah. And as when we get more into that, we're going to see how this Tosfos relates to that shaila, Bez Hashem. But for now, it's important for us to be able to appreciate tremendous chidushim that are coming from our Taisvis from our sugya. Number one is mitzvah on every individual. And we saw two levels in that, right? Is it just a very individual or even to the level that you can't even be yotzei aldei shomei kona? And number two, Taisvis is being mechadesh to us. He's teaching us what counting means. Counting means that you need to be able to go 1, 2, 3, 4, specific, precise counting from the beginning to the end. You have a complete number. That's what counting is. Be'ezras Hashem, we are all going to be zocha to count all of the days, bishlei musam, without missing out at bechalal, till we'll be able to bring the carbon of the shvuas of the shteil lechem. Be'ezras Hashem, and bin ba'ish lishi b'meir b'yameinu. Any questions if anybody has? Amen.
Is that why when we miss a day, we don't want to say the bracha anymore?
That's right. Because if there is a shita in the Rishayim, which we're going to see, that potentially holds that all of the days is one mitzvah. And so therefore, if you miss the day, so then you're out. You didn't count. Exactly. That's right.
I have a side question, but not really related. So I guess anyone else has questions, you should go first.
Okay, Shragi, you're on.
Okay, fine. I was learning. I have another shir I mentioned to Rebbe before by a Rebbe from Mevaseret on Hilchos Shabbos, Miyim. And we're discussing on making Kiddush on Schnapps. If we'll say Kiddush on Schnapps and what's the whole things behind it. And then we discussed that in order to make Bracha Chrona, you have to have a Gezias, right?
Yeah. And there's Bracha Chrona on food, you mean?
What?
Bracha Chrona on food, you have to have a Gezias.
Yeah. Right. And then there's a Gemara somewhere, I forgot which one. This is, the Rav was Aiden Olive, and he made a Bracha Chrona, and they asked, how could he do that? Has to Kazayas, and the Olive, since it's a pit, is not a full Kazayas, so how could he make a Bracha, whatever? And they said that Bavli mentioned that it's a big Olive, and Yerushalmi mentioned that Yerushalmi says is that it's not that necessarily it has to be a size of a kezias. It says that it has to be a full entity, like a shalem. And if you eat a full shalem, like a shalem, full entity, then you can make a brachon on that.
But it's not a birya without the pit, no?
Like a birya. That's where Moshe's tshuva. Moshe writes a tshuva about making a bracha chreina when you have a full item. Even if it's less than a shear.
Yeah, but either way, if you take out the pit, it's not a whole entity, nor is it a full shear kezias.
The truth is, I don't remember what Moshe says about the pit part. He does talk about it. I just don't remember exactly what he says. But
So we mentioned that to Yerushalmi. And then, so fine, it sounds great. And then he also mentioned, the thing is, this is probably why I have the question, because they were, like, I didn't miss the parts. But it was mentioned, like, by eating a grape, you should not eat a grape. One grape you shouldn't eat because it leads to a suffix with Bavli and Yerushalmi. So you should either eat 80% of the grape so you don't have to make a brachona, or you should eat two grapes so you can make a brachona. So I'm asking, I guess, if you eat a full grape, according to Yerushalmi, seems that should be fine. Yeah, it might be like a machlokas, but Yerushalmi, that's totally okay. So why specifically buy a grape that's not like whatever?
I don't understand what you mean. But eating a grape should be fine, because why?
According to Yerushalmi, it should be fine. So just hold like the Yerushalmi and you're good.
What do you mean? Who said we all like the Yerushalmi?
Well, technically that's, he mentioned that's maybe how people hold, that they can make a kiddush on a shot of schnapps that is less than a revius.
What?
To being very... Someone who takes a shot on schnapps. A lot of people they make kiddush on schnapps on like a little shot cup.
What does that do with this discussion?
So we connected it, saying like the same. It's related.
There's a kiddush in schnapps. That schnapps is the way it's drinking. Is that one shot is like a birya for schnapps, for the min of schnapps.
That makes zero sense. Zero. I've heard sense. That before. No such thing as birya by schnapps.
Amount.
Because you have to have a revius to kiddush. In order to make kiddush, you have to have a revius. And one little small shot cup is less than a revius.
Right.
And
how could someone make Kiddush on that? So right. they connected it saying that, like, since, so you show me that saying, oh, like a sholem, like a whole entity of itself, you can make bracha on that. Same thing, like comes a Kiddush, that since that shot glass for that in itself is like a full, whatever, like, what, yeah, that. It's like a full entity in itself. Like, not, it's basically a, taking it, not looking at the measurement aspect that you need a revius, but looking at an aspect of the full.
You know why you're having such a hard time explaining it? Because what? It makes, the reason why you're having such a hard time explaining it is because it makes no sense. There is no explanation.
Are you talking about bracha reshtreina? You're talking about making kiddush or bracha achreina?
I'll tell you what I think maybe was potentially said if this was said. Yeah. And this is something which I had when I gave shiurim on the sugya of making kiddush on schnapps. This is the svara that I came across. That the idea, the lumdus is, what's the lumdus of berry? The lumdus of berry is that it has chashivos. It's chashuv, even though it's less than a kezias. So I have something which is less than the shear, but it has chashivos, and therefore I'm going to make a bracha achrona, even though I ate less than a shear. How could that be? The Torah says chashivos gives it the quality ki'ilu it's a shear.
Right.
That's the one. In the middle, Al-Pizeh, they wanted to suggest, somebody wanted to suggest that drinking a chashav amount of schnapps, the drink of schnapps is considered a chashav drink, plus the amount is considered a chashav amount. So it has a chashivus, which could make you be considered ki'ilu, you drink more than the required shear. Yeah, that's the cheshbon that I heard.
That's what I meant.
Okay. That's what you meant.
Snob, whatever. That was the topic. Snob just asking a question on the grape. So the grape, wanting grape, why is that not a chashivus?
What do you mean? What's the question on the grape? Explain.
When you eat a full grape, why is it not considered a chashivus? Why don't we, like, someone who's, whatever, very makel, hold, like, you're showing me and take, make whatever in the chashivus. Say, oh, since it's a suffix, or if not, if we don't know the Yerushalmi, say we don't know like the Bavli, then okay, then you can't make anything at all. Don't make Rachon, that's it, fine, you can eat it. Why specifically?
I'm not sure I understand. Why are you asking specifically about a grape as opposed to any berry?
Because that was the example he gave. I remember hearing a joke about a shidduch date, whatever, someone goes in, a grape. So like happens to me, it's like a good example of the topic. Oh, when you go to prison's house, they offer you fruit. What you do? Blah, eat like half a grape. You're like, whatever. Like, Avin Zelvis, that's an example. So right. That's example I'm using as well. So if everybody could clarify that whole matzah of the grape, then yeah, that's basically what I'm asking.
I don't remember how we paskin in that machlokas of the Bavli Yerushalmi, but we're not people who just on our own come and say, you know, I'm going to go like the Yerushalmi. I'm going to go like the Bavli. We don't do that. Whatever the Psak Halach is, that's how we go. And if it's a suffix, so then we can't say, you know, I'm just going to be Makel. I'm just going to go like the Yerushalmi. We can't do that. So we have to be Mevar what the Psak of that Shaila is. And then we'll know. And if it's a suffix, so then we have to be Machmir both ways. So maybe if I remember correctly, So I think that's how Ramosha takes it, that it is taka suffik, and therefore he recommends that you should not eat a whole, I'll give you another example of berya, let's say whole almond. Don't eat one whole almond, because that's a berya. Bite it in half, and then eat it. Now, once you bite it in half, you eat one half at a time, or let's say pistachio nut, one almond. These are things where you're eating a whole berya. So you're putting yourself in a situation where it's a suffix, you're going to make a bracha chrona. So if I remember correctly, that's how Moshe concludes, that it's a suffix because of this shaila, and therefore you shouldn't do it. You should break it in half. Any type of fruit, which is a complete thing, right? You have this same shaila.